Hey, listen up to your local
DJ. Tell him this.
You better hear what he's got to say.
There's not a problem that I can't fix, because I can do it in the mix. There's not a problem that I can't fix, because I can do it in the mix.
The moment you have all been waiting. The final moment.
Runners.
Now you are a Christian, and nobody can never defend my
I love you, baby.
Friday Night Reggae Mania. With some Butcher Banton there, relive this life. Something maybe he's pondering. How you doing, by the way? Welcome to, you know, the reggae show that you should be listening to on a Friday night. It's called Reggae Mania. Tonight should be nice. We're going to try and give you some extra special things tonight, too. So you stay tuned. Maybe you'll be able to see us tonight online. Give you more details about that as we move. But I'm here with my girl Lisa West, and we're just setting up, getting ready, you know, making sure it's going to be smooth tonight. If you want to give us a call, the number to call is 416-979-5251, extension 0. That means you got to press 0 when you hear that outgoing voicemail message. And, of course, we have to acknowledge what's happening in Haiti right now. And, you know, just send our condolences and our best wishes for that situation to somehow, you know, have some positive light somewhere along the way, but talk about that a little more too. Protect the red from harm, protect the red from shame and even sin. Just to relive
as the night. Be the same, no, I should be Lord in my life. nonsense. People dying every day just for nonsense. Where is the respect for the providence? Who knew me a talk to guilty conscience? What is it that them just stop them fighting? People dying every day just for nonsense. Where is the respect for the providence? Who knew me a talk to guilty conscience? Mothers and fathers burying their sons, all because of the guns.
All because of the guns.
It ain't no fun to see the youth, them blood a run.
Children
of the future, just to let them come. Youth, they rise up, violence cut them tongue. Burn the demonic spirit from out a jam dung. The peace of him made a face in a Kingston. Spreading his wings all around, creating trouble and nowhere to be found. The youth, them has been taken for a clown. But what goes around comes around. For all the youth to take away from home. You are gonna make like pagans in a room. I know the wicked acts are gonna do. Jack might cut them off soon. What is it make them just stop them violence? People dying every day, just a nonsense. Where is the respect for the providence? Only me and God to guilty conscience.
Check, girl, you know the issue. to my last breath now, you know I care. So if you ever seem to lose your way, don't jam the band, hold my hand. I'll be there, girl, you know I care, girl, for this love that we share. I will stay with you in the right direction, no end of fear. Hold my hand.
Cause ain't nobody else can love me better. I'll stick it out whether pain or pleasure. I love you, baby, so I'm down for whatever. Hope you don't mind that I want you to stay. And I'll be loving you more each day. Hoping that you're feeling the same way. Yeah, 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 yeah. It even in the sweetest feeling to give myself to you, I'm ready. Promise to you I'll always be.
And that's Mr. Charlie Black, who was our special guest before. How are you doing, Lisa West?
I'm doing well, and you, Ron?
I'm okay. I'm okay tonight, you know. 9:37 in the p.m. And we're going to have special guests passing through later on. Very special guest, Fat Cat, right here from in Toronto. Formerly, or I think he's still with military. I'm sure if they ask him to, you know, go and play on behalf of military.
There's still an affiliation.
He'll do it, yeah. They still down like that.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome to the show, everyone. I think Fat Cat is going to play around 10:30, something like that. So he's going to, you know, I'll take credit for converting him over to Serato now. So he's going to be doing his thing on Serato for the first time, you know, on the radio anyway. He's been playing out using Serato. So it's nice that we converted him. And a few things going on tonight, but I'm going to first remind you about tomorrow night, because you know where I play on Saturday nights, right, Lisa West?
Upscale Epiphany.
Upscale Epiphany, 4,000 steals, 4,000 steals. So, you know, come check it out. And we'll say happy birthday from now to Janet, Sexy Janet. And hopefully she'll be celebrating her birthday over there. I'm inviting
her
on the radio.
Happy birthday,
what I mean?
Girl.
Yeah, man. Come on out and party, all right? She's starting to party from now. I know that for a fact. But we'll big her up. We'll say
That's
happy birthday
Janet.
To her. All right, Sexy Janet, happy birthday, baby. And
Sweet 16.
Yeah, man. Big Sexy going on the 22nd with Super Natty doing his birthday party. So, you know, that's the next big one coming up. Cinemax going to be there. And then we got Style Limit, Bell's Banquet Hall on January 23rd. That's got Mad Squad, Cinemax, and your friend Richie Feelings coming back to town.
That's happening when?
That's going to be on the Saturday, the 23rd of this month. That's going to be inside Bell's Banquet Hall. Mad Squad, Rich Feelings, and Cinemax coming to town. And after that, Roos Mendez is Capricorn and Aquarius Birthday Bash at La Rumba Nightclub. That's going to be Friday, the 29th of January. And guess what? Sean Paul coming to town?
That's
we played
right.
some Sean Paul a minute ago, didn't we?
We did.
Mm-hmm.
Some of his new stuff.
Well, yeah, fairly new. That one kind of... anyway, I'm going to leave Sean Paul alone because I already said it before, you know. I'm one of those people that is kind of backing off Sean Paul now because of his commercialism and stuff, which...
But he's got a different appeal for different people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He can be said to be a crossover artist, but he still has his heart in dance hall.
Well, that's why I played it.
Music. Yeah.
You know, that's why I played it, out of fairness, you know? And, let me see. Sean Paul's going to be at Sound Academy on the 29th, which is the Friday, the last Friday of this month, 11 Polson Street, so check it out. Sean Paul with Carl Wolf and Bad News Brown, people who other people know about, but I don't know too much about. Also, Fire Kid Steamy at Platinum Convention Center. That's going to be the last party for this month, Saturday, January 30th. And let me see who he's got in the lineup. Military, Vertex, Black Reaction, Legacy, Tyrone himself, and a few more people, man. It's going to be nice that night. 17 Vinyl Court. And Redemption happening on the 5th at Sound Academy. That's the Friday the 5th. This is their 10th anniversary Redemption, Lisa West, with Starting From Scratch, Presto and DeBandit.
It's going to be crazy.
And a whole bunch of unannounced special guests. Yeah, a big one for them.
And I can't imagine the special guests. It's going to go way back. It's going to be, you know, not sentimental, but, you know, obviously the people that are going to pass through are going to be some people that or personalities that meant something along the way. And I can't imagine who the special guest will be. Any ideas, Ron?
Apparently there's 3 special guests.
Wow.
So,
Well, that's right.
I'm not going to let it out.
That.
Don't say anymore. Shh.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't even know.
Presto was here.
I don't even
know. A whole bunch
know.
Of people like, Ron, why you brought up Presto so much last week?
Because
Presto's
can
my boy,
it.
Man. Yeah, man. Big him up. He's a bigger guy than me.
That.
If he didn't like something, he'd just hit me, and that'd be it for me.
And the thing is, he's a gentle giant, so he would
never
hurt you.
Yeah, he is.
No. So you know
man
that.
Who works in the community with the basketball and stuff. He, you know
I
that big
know that.
You know that big clock I use for my... my sound clashes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, instead of putting it in storage, he had it for years using it for kids playing basketball. So
cool.
I felt good. I was contributing and stuff, you know.
He gives back.
Big Sexy Nightclub going on with Movado on Friday, February 5th. That's Movado with Sample King and Razor B. That's going to be a big one for Oshawa. Probably one of the biggest, I would imagine. They got Fire Kid, Red Flame, Super Natty, Vertex, John Jay, a whole bunch of people. Jay Logic's a host that night. 39 King Street in Oshawa. You can call 416-576-8281 if you want more information. If you don't want to go to Oshawa, well, Movado will be coming to Sound Academy the following night, Saturday, February 6th. At Sound Academy with Movado live in concert with Anger Management Band and Gully Family, 11 Polson Street, downtown Toronto, for that one. So lots of things to keep in mind. I have a flyer somewhere for Movado. He's in Hamilton now as well. But
wow, he's just going to take over
Yeah.
This area.
That's the whole idea. We need somebody to come and take over. I'm not going to fight this one.
And take and bring some excitement.
The scene needs a revival, yeah.
Exactly. You know. And he's the one to revive it because there are a lot of people, you know, there's the Gully Gaza truce, and Mavado has been on the charts consistently. So it's going to be interesting, and it's a lot of people are looking forward to it. So I think they'll all, you know what, they all have potential to do very well, each and every one of them.
Well, I'm glad that Mavado's crossing over and not being as deadly lyrically as mm-hmm. he could be. Maybe he's maturing slowly.
You just took my words. I think maybe it might be a sign of maturing. Maybe he's being pushed mm-hmm. towards that way with, you know?
Well, you can only tell a story so many ways when it comes mm-hmm. to badmanism. So eventually you got to move on. And what about those people in Haiti with nowhere to turn, it seems, right now? And, you know, our heart goes out to...
Honestly.
To all those victims and...
You know
their families. It's such a sad thing to see. You know,
really,
people are being buried now without even being identified because you know it's hot down there and it's taking a long time for help to arrive in that community.
And it's now arriving. Let's just run down some of the facts again. It's been the most devastating earthquake that has hit Haiti in any case since 1770. And it was 7.0 on the Richter scale with at least 33 aftershocks. They're saying possibly 100,000 people feared dead. No emergency relief system put in place. Like Port-au-Prince is devastated in so many ways. As Ron alluded to, there are people, 3 million people that are desperate, people wandering aimlessly. There's nowhere to bury the dead. In fact, some people, if you've watched the news, and I'm a news junkie, some people are trying to make a statement, and it sounds... you know, when I watched it, they were piling their relatives and family members on top of each other, saying, you know what, help us. This is the seriousness of this situation. And at least aid is coming in now. We're seeing that Canada is doing their part. Cuba has doctors there. Many places, France and America and Canada, I think, were one of the first to respond, so it's crazy. During the course of the show, though, we will be giving out places where you can donate. One of them I'm going to do really fast. It's with the Salvation Army. You can call in, or actually, if you go to the Salvation Army website, which is www.salvationarmy.com, you can press, you can punch in Haiti, H-A-I-T-I, 45678, and a donation of $5 will go to the relief fund. But as the course of the night goes along, we will be mentioning more. And to all our brothers and sisters in Haiti and anyone affected, we have a large population in Ottawa and Montreal. Our heart, condolences, and support go out to you on behalf of the Reggae Mania family.
And you know what, too, 1,400 Canadians missing, you know, unaccounted for as well, as far as looking at it from a Canadian perspective. Mm-hmm. It didn't spare anybody.
Well, look at the lady from Elmira. She has gone to Haiti. It was her fourth time.
I know,
time,
I heard.
And, you know, and
heard.
She just touched down.
There's a lot of sad stories.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing about catastrophes.
And she was gone.
Everyone's gone. I often... used to think about all the very important persons that got wiped out when America dropped the atom bomb. And when I looked at all the photography of, you know, the aerial shots of what's going on in Haiti right now, it looks like a place that has been devastated by something atomic. It's
you're right.
Just so it's like a big giant fist just went crash. And
it's incredible.
It's like a tsunami. It's you know, it's the same kind of devastation.
But here's the
and if you're a person of faith, you know, this is when you question your faith sometimes. This is where you know, you have to say why. You as much as you might believe in God and believe in Jah, you become a little bit of a skeptic now, and you say, why? What did I do? What did we do? Why did we deserve this fate?
Well, there's a lot of different points to that, that people, I personally believe that the faith, my faith will never waver. I feel that a lot of things that we blame God for are man-made, and we may have had a message from the higher power and we didn't take heed. And this is it's nature that created the earthquake, but the man-made aspect of this is that Haiti has no relief system in place. It is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere.
That is,
and people knew that. So I'm hoping the UN, I am hoping world leaders, I'm hoping the Haitian government wakes up now while Haiti is being rebuilt. Don't get me started.
I've gotten you started. We're talking about people of color here. We're talking about black people.
For real.
And if you've been to Montreal, you might have said at one point, "Wow, what? Where are these people from? You know, what language?" If you played in Montreal, you know how distinct that community is.
It's the largest in Montreal and then Ottawa. And I have many friends, you know, Eve, Pierre, Jigs in New York doing his thing to promote. I met him over Caravana 2 years ago. Many people are representing, and as we said, we're going to run down where you can donate. But if you want to not wait for that, you can go to www.cbc.ca or City TV's website as well, and they have all of the reputable relief funds that you can go to in Canada. And
The legitimate ones,
which is an important thing.
Because there's going to be stupid people trying to scam you right now. And
well, I heard there's tons of them online already. Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, let's not promote them. We'll
absolutely
keep this positive. Okay, Lisa West, I'm going to play a song that has come out very quickly that addresses this situation somewhat, and it's by an artist I don't know too much about, except that this is his homeland. This is where he's from. And he has to personally, you know, watch almost helplessly what has happened and what's going on. The artist's name is called Black Data, and the song is called On My Own.
Is he from here?
No, he's not from here. You know, I got this electronically sent to me today. So I don't know much about this artist, except he's put something out fairly swiftly to address the situation. And I love when these things happen, we can judge the music for what it is and see how sincere it is. I'm not sure if money's being raised in association with this record coming out. But again, I just find it interesting that, you know, if we don't understand the Haitian perspective, that point of view, then music can make you understand a little bit more. You know, and let's listen to the song and see what it has to say, and we'll move on from there. All right? And we're going to be, we'll come back and tell you more information, but we're hooking up right now so that you can watch our show live, you know, on the internet. Okay? So you'll be able to, we're going to get that together in just a little bit from now. Stay tuned. CKLN 88.1 FM. Remember the number to call in case you want to contact us.
416-979-5251. Extension?
Oh, zero.
Reggae Radio! system.
Children, we're not joking. Our crew is spiritually clean.
So Duane Stevenson, the song is called Hard Times. And you're listening to Friday Night Reggae Mania with Ron Nelson and Lisa. We also heard Chuck Fender, a.k.a. The Living Fire. Song called Getting Serious, which came out before, but you heard him say something about the people in Haiti, Abal. Don't let me have to play it for you again, you hear? Yeah, man. Well, guess what, man? My boy is here from Phase One Media. You know, so guess what? What's going on? This is ready to go right now. Okay, we're going to let people know this. If you want to, we're doing this experiment right now. So if you have your PC or your Mac, all you got to do is go to runchune.com, RUNCHUNE.com. Or you can go to Black Ice Movements, with a Z at the end for movements, blogspot.blogspot.com. That's blackicemovements.blogspot.com. And you'll be able to log on to seeing what's going on right here in the studio as we speak. And it's something we're trying for the first time, Lisa West. Did you know about that? I didn't warn you properly,
yeah,
did I?
You did.
All right, so that's what we're doing tonight.
You get to see the real deal.
All right, so I'm going to keep going here. I didn't know I was on... Can we call it TV? It's 10:01 in the p.m. and it's Friday Night Reggae Mania. So we're going to keep the music going. Going to play something from here right now by Telescope. You know, some of this music has been touching, relevant
to
you know, what's going on and how we feel and just, you know, that whole sadness, you know. But not much we can do except, as they said on the radio and on the TV today, you know, pledge, send money,
pledge.
You know.
That's right.
Text, whatever you can... Send some money down to helping those people down there, man. Just, you know, try and help their brothers and sisters. You know what I mean?
And people are going, though. There are people that are volunteers. And I know my uncle is going. He works with Air Canada. Well, he's retired now, but Air Canada has a set of people or contingent that goes and they help people. So, you know what, if you are there, Uncle Franklin, you know, stay safe. And that's you got a lot of heart.
The song is called What Attention by Telescope on Friday Night Reggae Mania. RUNCHUNE.com. Watch us.
Them are children to me. Messiah, bless the parents, them. Too much attention. Hey.
Big up my boy Fat Cat just walked in the studio.
What is your attention?
Remember, he's on at 10:30.
Attention. And you can't
What if it's a night, man?
I'm telling you, man, go and look at us, okay?
What is the tension?
I just had a glance over at the screen there. The quality is really good. Look how technology is now, man. I'm telling you. It's fat like that. RUNCHUNE.com. We're trying to experiment tonight.
Man, I pass home, man, in the house every day. The little children, I stand open and say, energy is something that works from the Almighty. No family is a family without mama and daddy. So let them raise the seed that we plant together. For that dad to smile forever. Let's sing. What is the tension?
What is the tension?
So you can cut it with a knife, man.
Cut it with a knife, man.
What is the tension?
What is the tension?
So you can cut it with a knife, man.
Cut it with a knife, man.
So many imposters. So many have no home. We both make a decision to be with each other on that night, woman. Every seed is important to a farmer when it's harvest time. As I'm missing time. What is the tension?
What is the tension?
So you can cut it with a knife, man.
Cut it with a knife, man.
What is the tension?
What is the tension?
So you can cut it with a knife, man.
What is the knife, man?
I don't know, there's so many tensions in the homes, you know. We as parents, we have to stick together. Whether we are not together or not, in whichever home you live in, we must come together as a mother and a father to raise these children in our community, in our home, and around us. What is the tension between a father and mother? I do not understand that. Most of you act like you are the children. That's why many things say, what is the tension?
What is the tension? I like Telescope, man. He's a good MC, you know, like not just when he's singing and DJing, but actually when he's just talking, you know, ad-libbing, whatever you want to call it.
And you can cut it with that knife, man.
It's 88.1, CKLN 88.1 is what you're listening to, all the way left in your dial. You can't go any further left or your radio will break. And give us a call. Lisa West is here. She's holding things down along with me. 416-979-5251, extension 0. Big up Empress J, who's not here. She'll be back in about 2 weeks from now, I believe. Maybe we'll see her next week. She's having fun at a warmer place. Like I said, Fat Cat's in the house, so we're going to let him play it around 10:30. Gonna give you some steel right now. This one is called Praise Jah. I'm trying to play things that Fat Cat's not gonna play. Man, I played Epiphany on Saturday nights, and where do you play on Saturday nights, Fat Cat? What's that club called? Oh, I couldn't hear it. He didn't say it loud enough. Sorry. Don't worry about that. I got my headphones on. I really couldn't hear him. I wasn't playing. Give Lisa West a call, man. If you got something to say about that Haiti situation, 416-979-5251, extension 0. And in the meantime, we just pray for all the people down there and hope that, you know, the rest of the world will rescue them. I think we have to take some of those people away from there and bring them to foreign and settle them down there, because that place is going to be mashed up for a little while.
I don't really care what I'm hunting. I'm really trying to do my own thing. Because if you watch what them say, sometimes them lead you astray. Yeah, yeah. Keeping Jaja as my focus. The way me means I'll fight like locust. But I know Jaja is my savior.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. See, I remember around Jah put him foot down, so him start it down. The wicked try fi take him crown, try fi make grand wheel a frown. Yeah, yeah. The man say no, no way. Now make some fool come to side today. To catch a guide, I say, now keep run from danger. What them say, some boy try me to say, yeah, yeah. Him keeping that Jah has him focus, while enemies are fight like focus. But I know Jah is his keeper.
Saturday Night Reggae Mania. Ron Nelson alongside the girl named...
Lisa West.
Is that your name? What's your name again?
Lisa West.
Lisa West. Lisa so West. You're the Mark of the West.
I see what you're trying to say. Are you trying to diss me? That's not nice, right?
I never made it in my comedian attempt.
No, you didn't, because that wasn't nice.
Very, very, very bad,
mean.
Low self. You know what? I don't even know one joke. I told you that before. I know one, but it's retarded, so...
Oh, my gosh. Knock, I thought you were going to say it's perverted.
No, I'm going to say knock, knock.
I'm scared to say who's there.
Trust,
who's there.
I would not embarrass you like this. Come on. I'll tell
Ron,
you...
Did Ron say that?
No,
that?
No. Come
really?
On. Let's get this over with quick.
Who's there?
You know, I never do this, right? I'm making a fool of myself, so... Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Olive.
Olive who?
I love you.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that cute?
Yes. Say that on February 14th, too. Hey, Ron, can
People
I ask
People are
you
throwing
something?
Things at their radios right now. Fat Cat is shaking his head. Shake your head so the camera can
I
see Fat Cat with your
cute.
Thumbs down, you know?
I thought it was cute.
Yeah, that's
but
why
Ron,
you are female and I'm male.
Get out of here. You said it. Anyway, I thought you didn't like this song.
It's the other song she did I didn't like that
oh,
much.
Oh, that roulette thing.
Yeah,
she's,
yeah.
She's quite different.
This one is nice. This one brings out her nice voice. It may not be lyrically original and everything, but it's performed very well. It makes you very curious to hear more things by this artist,
Mandy Woods. I think
this
was personal lyrics that she was going through
she
a lot.
She altered them a little bit.
Yeah, she took off to she was actually in Barbados when I was there. She always takes off to Barbados when she has a crisis. Must be nice. Oh, I'm having a hard time in life. I'm going to Barbados now.
Well, I have a lot of friends in our dancehall scene, and I don't see where they work and how they make their money, but they go to Jamaica 3 times a year. What do you have to say about them?
I think that's amazing, and can they take me? I'm their long-lost daughter.
I don't know how they do it. I'm stunned.
You know what
time.
It is, though? And this is a... Someone said this is the difference between, say... Americans, now some people are going to get mad, Americans,
okay.
Canadians, and Europeans, and Caribbean people, that we don't live to work. Do you know what I mean? We don't work to live. We live and work. So we enjoy the fruits of our labor, as opposed to here in this part of the Northern Hemisphere, it's like, work, work, work. I have to work because I have to do this, and I have to do that, and I have to do that. And then when are we going to enjoy it? What do you think about that?
What do I think
about
that?
You think about that and maybe
I can only think I think very linear right now, and I think that I'm probably one of those people maybe that fits a stereotype.
Really?
You know what? Maybe, sort of
because I've known you forever, and
see, I'm just so honest, you know.
In a sense, yeah. And I'm not.
I live to work. I'm a machine. I told you that before. I'm so machined up that work is how I get off. That is, you know, after sex comes work. You know, you don't lay down with a woman afterwards and smoke a cigarette. You go to work.
Well, you know me. I'm a workaholic. I do many, many things, but I also enjoy life, the little aspects and the grandiose aspects of life. I enjoy it.
Well, you take vacations and spend money, and you take your family with you and all that stuff. You do enjoy the life because you never know when life is going to end, right?
You don't.
And
you
know. That's the thing with people like me who work all the time. You know, we're willing to just deal with the fact that when one day it's all over and maybe that's all you'll be remembered for is primarily your work, then they'll talk about, you know, your family and... But they'll remember you for your work.
But every once in a
while...
That's
why I said I'm a machine.
This is it. Every once in a while, machines have to... what's it
get
called?
Get tuned. They have to get tuned up.
They need to get
and maintained
up. They need to
and
refreshed.
Oiled and greased.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know how to come back from that one. Ron, stop.
I don't know why everybody here is laughing. You can see the evidence right now, too, right? That phase
one
in here.
I think I'm turning red.
Yeah.
You made me blush, Ron.
I made you blush?
He did that because he knows.
Hush.
Oh, my God.
And we're hearing Bonnie in the background. She's my Canadian girl now from the city of Kitchener.
And her voice is so lovely.
Is that what you think?
I like her voice.
I like her voice, too.
I really like Fat Cat.
I thought she was like...
You know, as a selector DJ. I like her voice. You like her voice? But what you're hearing, do you like it?
Yeah, I hear it.
Oh, okay. Oh, there you go.
Okay, that means I have to play it again then.
That's right.
All right, Fat Cat wants to hear it again, so I'm going to rewind the tune because we talked over
what,
the whole
Fat
tune.
Fat Cat wants, Fat
and play
Cat
it again.
Gets, from what I hear. That's
oh, my God. It's Friday Night Reggae Mania with Ron Nelson and Lisa. Notice how Lisa's changing. I take credit for totally corrupting her. It's all my fault.
And see, you heard who was responsible
for
my corruption.
You were square before, Lisa West. You were square before, but now you're...
I was a nerd?
You're live.
Thank you.
All right.
So because of you.
Start over again. Here we go. Friday Night Reggae Mania.
Woo!
Remember, Fat Cat's here to play, so we're going to give him the CD player turntables at around 10:30 p.m., 11 minutes from now. All right? So get ready to support Fat Cat. Friday night to Reggae Mania, and it's called Again by Bonnie, our girl. Now, guess what? I'm going to play Honest and tell you that Amoy is a Canadian artist who I didn't know was Canadian. I just love their music, so I'm going to play Amoy next. But I almost have to, like, apologize. I should have known, and then somebody told me, and I'm like, you're kidding. And that made me feel even better because I'm like, you know what? This stuff is good, man. I didn't judge it for being Canadian. It wasn't being... me being sympathetic to the fact that it was being delivered by anyone in Canada. I just played the music because it was great. So let's hear Amoy on Friday Night Reggae Mania. Yes, the song is called Lost Love. So let's see if it's lyrically relevant to your life, maybe. All right, here we go. Thank you. Friday Night Reggae Mania, that's Conscience, by the way. A song that a lot of people don't play because it's so morbid, but it's relevant. Life, that was celebrated every day because we're glad to be here.
I don't want to die, so me I live for the most high.
Friday Night Reggae Mania. Fat Cat's about to go on. I'm playing that Bear song. I know, it's not typical, right? Lisa West, I play new things, but that song has always kind of made me, you know, think, yeah, what's Bear's really saying?
I can't hear myself.
You can't. I can hear you fine. You need to turn off your headphones, maybe.
Let me turn it down. Thank you, my brother.
Yeah,
it's so appropriate. It's so appropriate right now.
Ooh. You know what? while Fat Cat sets up here, you know, hopefully he's... I don't know if I need to teach him anything more about Serato than I've already taught him.
Ron, the teacher.
I'm saying that sarcastically because he's the kind of guy that, you know, once you put him onto something, he explores it fully and conquers it. And next thing you know, he's teaching you. So he's actually ended up teaching me a few things about Serato, too. So it's all good. People, don't forget that tomorrow night, Club Epiphany, come check me out there. That's where Janet, Sexy Janet's going to be come to celebrate her birthday, right? And they've got a, they got a all-you-can-eat wings between 6 o'clock and 10 o'clock. And then 10 o'clock, by the time that happens, the party starts and that special is over. And it's all about City Heat Volume 1 and yours truly, Ron Nelson. And that's going to be the lineup, 4000 Steeles Avenue. When are you going to come check me out there? Actually, Soul to Soul is there. I made a mistake. It's Soul to Soul, Volume 1, and Ron Nelson tomorrow night. That's the lineup.
Actually, what I was going to ask you is, how did Saturday go?
It went good. It went really good. I only made one vital error.
Oh.
Yeah. Forgot to order my wings before the kitchen closed.
I thought you meant like musically, but it's
no, that was kind of a vital error for me, though, because, you know, I wanted my food.
You should know. This is Epiphany Wings.
Yeah, you got to order them by a certain time.
Order them, like in the beginning.
But
that
upset me a lot, man.
Reserve my wings, please, for the end of the night.
I want those wings, man. I want those wings. And, okay, let me get this straight now. I'm looking at my text.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Tidal Wave Sound, Soul to Soul, and myself tomorrow. That was my third strike. I got it right now.
So you're not
anyway, 4000 Steeles. Lisa's going to come check me there one night.
I will.
You came out for the first time in a long time to see Tony Mataron.
So
it was good to see you, though.
Yeah.
At least you're out doing your thing.
We ended up working. I still had fun, but we were working.
We were. And by the way, you know, Mikey's here doing work, and we're going to announce again. It's runchune.com, RUNCHUNE.com, in case you want to see the radio right now, see what we're doing, you know. Not that it's that exciting. This is really a listening experience.
Right.
But in case you're curious to maybe on another day when we have all these artists passing through, then the value of videography will be... The streaming video online will be more.
It is still moving us
enticing.
Forward. It's moving us forward. Reggae Mania is coming with a bag of things that are new, and this is one of them.
Yeah, this is the same boy here who takes care of my ReggaeMania.com website as well. You know, he's a mastermind, and he's black.
Big up, Michael.
And I love supporting black people who are enterprising.
He's so
humble
too, and quiet. But that's because you're techie, right?
That's because.
Is that what it's called?
Maybe it's because you're intimidating him.
I'm not.
With your charm.
No.
No?
No.
So you have no charm.
He's ignoring us.
You're charmless.
He's not. No. No, I'm not. But,
So we have sound. We have sound effects.
That would be.
That Fat means Cat. Fat Cat is almost ready.
He's telling us to hurry up.
This is a Ron Nelson and Lisa West show. Hey, there's some
alongside call, Fat Cat.
There's some called Fight Club. Sorry to cut you there. Some called Fight Club that goes on every Tuesday night. I'm reading this from ReggaeMania.com, and it's brought to you by Embassy Promo and the GTA Sound Fraternity. Let me see. Where is it? Well, it says to get your information here, you can go and call 647-991-9447. I'm not sure. It says featuring different sounds weekly, but maybe I can't see it properly. I don't see the address on there. I don't see the name of the spot. Maybe that's the way they're doing the promotion for now. So maybe that's a concept that's going to come back. You know what I mean? Fat Cat, put on something like a version or instrumental, man, because I'm going to love my voice, you know. It's not like deep, stereotypically like radio DJs were supposed to be in the old days. Well, now we can have that mid-tone monotonic twang, right? And that's all right, because, you know?
That's just you. That's Ron Nelson.
So Movado's coming to town. Let me just mention, Movado's going to be in Hamilton, and I still haven't gotten that flyer, but he's going to be doing three shows, one in the east, one in the west, and one right here in Toronto. The east one is going to be at Big Sexy Nightclub, and that's going to be on a Friday night in Oshawa with Sample King, Razor B, Fire Kid, Red Flame, Super Natty, Vertex, John Jay, and hosted by Jay Logix. And that's going to be the one on the Friday night. And then on the Saturday night, you can go to see Movado live at Sound Academy. That'll probably sell out. Anger Management Band, Gully Family as well with Movado. So it's with a band, 11 Polson Street, downtown Toronto. Man, Mavado's going to probably be doing that Hamilton show on a Sunday. I'm not sure. I shouldn't even say that. I haven't checked the flyer. But lots of things for you to look forward to. Now, we really need, Mavado to kind of come here and shake up the scene a little bit. If you went to Tyrone's dance, or if you went to the Stone Love dance, or if you went to the Tony Matron dance, we still haven't seen turnouts of old, you know, where the place is just ram-packed and everyone is enjoying their reggae and their dance hall. This scene, again, being criticized from people on the outside for, you know, reviving maybe or
the need for it.
It's in some kind of transition. It's transforming right now. And it's not necessarily, done with its transformation yet at this point in time. But
I think Matron came close.
Matron, yeah,
he's close to it.
Yeah, not really in terms of what he played. He said the same thing.
No, but people were liking,
people were finally letting go, and then that stuff happened, which is very unfortunate.
Yeah,
and
that was.
We're going to really watch this year and see if this dance hall reggae scene picks itself up. And we want it to, and we hope that it does. And hopefully us being back in the air is going to help, you know, put that little energy back in that whole scene. Matron coming back after being away about the same length of time we were. Hopefully that will re-inject the scene again with something positive. And the music, more than anything, you know, has got to change. It's got to improve. It's got to keep getting better. And the rhythms have to come out with less artists on them and more good songs on them. And, you know, throw away the garbage from the beginning. Get artists
to look
into themselves and try writing original songs that capture the attention of the entire dance hall contingent, you know, not just the young white among the streets. I mean, we're ready for that right now. We're ready to embrace the music and embrace the scene, but we want music that can appeal to, you know, the whole cross-section of the dancehall audience as it matures, as it gets older. It's a really young scene.
It is a young scene.
You know, we don't have that much history behind the dancehall scene.
But young people tire easy, so, you know, even the youngins have to get revived, so we need something new.
I bet you say.
Yeah.
All right. That's you say. Lisa West.
That's
and
right.
And without Empress J for tonight.
That's
and it's 10:38 in the PM. Fat Cat is ready to play. I'm cool with that. I'm not used to sitting down and chilling unless I'm playing out live and letting someone else play. I've been very selfish in the longest while. If you remember going back a ways, we used to have every sound system that had dub plates come by Reggae Mania and play nothing but dubs and sometimes four sounds in one night. Those were the good days. Remember?
Like, I remember when we were still in the basement when I just started with the Reggae Mania team, and I counted one night 10 sounds.
Yeah, man.
Passing through.
It was like, those were the days, man.
And I was told the actual
Black Supreme
original record for passing through sounds or sounds passing through Reggae Mania might have been 20 in one night. That is hard to believe. That was
yeah,
before
we,
my time.
We did some of that marathon stuff, you know,
yeah,
where we had sounds
crazy
come through and all that. Friday, January 29th.
Like a stage show in Jamaica.
I just got the text. Sorry, baby. It's,
no problem.
The Mavado promoter for Hamilton, he says his show is going to be Friday, January the 29th. So that's going to be the first day Mavado touches down in Canada, it looks like. Hamilton gets him first.
Okay.
Interesting, eh?
Cool. Hey, so
you know, when
are you saying it might be that Mavado will be in the T-Dot?
Yeah, he's going to be hanging out.
Week?
He's going to be hanging out, you know.
Dub play.
So I know all those
sounds are going to be going crazy.
All those gold digging ladies be
that
thinking,
too.
Gotta find out where he's staying. What hotel's he at? Actually, there are none. There are no gold digging ladies left. They've all grown up and matured now.
And maybe he's going to spend time with family. Maybe he has family here.
Yeah, Mavado is going to be faithful to whoever it is that he happens to be with. And he's going to just do nothing but make money in the studio.
And he's a guy who, like, he seems to, whether he personally likes media or not, he has been on covers of magazines. He is not necessarily media friendly when you actually interview him, but he does do media at, you know.
Check this out. Everyone knows how to text me or something.
Oh, wow.
Looks like Sunday, February 7th, Mavado's going to be in Windsor, Ontario as well. I guess by the time Mavado's done his little mini tour, he would have grossed about $150,000Canadian minimum for his own pockets, including dub plate money.
That's
which
what I was just
he
say,
will
that,
make
that will
sounds will
plates
play the most money for Mavado dub plates
they
right now compared
him
to any other artist.
Yep.
I'm sure.
Definitely.
And big up Hammer, by the way. Scarborough's Hammer, Magnum Force Hammer. He's going to be having his birthday party at a location in Scarborough. And that's going to happen, I think, February 6th. And you can call 647-203-3462 for more information if you want to go to Hammer's party.
And before we go to the music with Fat Cat, we did say we're going to be giving you information about Haiti relief funds and how you can help. And on January 18th, the Red Cross will be collecting money at subway stations, and that will be, there are five participating. It's Shepherd, Young and Shepherd, Bloor and Young, Finch, King, and Kennedy. And you can make a donation for the Red Cross. And a great, great foundation, one times one, associated with Rogers Cable, will be collecting money as well, and it will be 100% donation. All you have to do is text HELP or DONATE 1291, and one times one in association with Rogers will give 100% of your donation to the relief fund in Haiti.
That's very thorough, Lisa West. Lisa West. So, another text. So it says there's over 10 dates being done in...
Ontario?
In Canada.
Oh, okay.
So let's say Movado gets 20,000 U.S. per date times 10. That's about $200,000 U.S. And then the person who buys the whole tour is going to maybe knock that down a little bit. So maybe they're paying about, $150,000 to Movado. He can feed a lot of people
not
that kind of money.
Not a bad piece of change.
Yeah, man.
For them, because, you know, for them, it's change.
Well,
buy some jewelry.
You know what?
I'm kidding. I don't know what he's going to spend his money on. Who knows?
Okay, and Fat Cat really wants to start playing here.
Fat Cat's like, okay, enough already.
But no. We got to talk about one more. We got to talk about one more thing here.
He's smiling.
Is he?
Yes.
Okay, I'm looking on the blackboard on reggaemania.com for the article. Mike, you better come around and help me here, because I need to talk about it right now, just for a minute. And I know it was here. We're talking about...
Is he a Canadian promoter?
Yeah, we're looking for the Chris Hines article. Fat Cat, give me a different rhythm in the background, please. See, I can order Fat Cat around right now. Fat Cat is my boy. A lot of the music that I get it through him, you know.
They say the record pool.
So, Lisa West.
Yes.
I don't know if you heard about this, but there was a concert in Toronto last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And is Chris Hines?
Banks.
Lloyd Banks was in town.
He was in Kitchener, London.
I'm so high, I'm gonna clip my wings.
No,
you know
not,
no?
Yeah.
No, who's that?
That's Riggs and
see, the, my boy
no,
is
no,
here
Lloyd
to
Banks,
correct
though.
Me. Lloyd Banks was in town. That's really not what it's about. Lloyd Banks was in town,
right?
And he performed somewhere on the outskirts. Let's say it's Kitchener or something like that, right? He was at some venue,
London
was it?
Yeah.
And the story is that the turnout was not great, and he went and did maybe one song and left the audience stunned, disappointed, and walked off. And
which I think is rude, because the audience is still there, so perform. But anyway,
well,
sorry. Well,
what happened? No, it's okay. What happened is that, and I'm telling the story because we are a show who over-supports promoters. And promoters can relate to this scenario, because maybe you face a situation one day. At the end of the night, the promoter is with the artist, and the artist, despite walking off the stage, demands the rest of their money. You may have paid a deposit before, but now you're going to, you're supposed to fork over the balance of the money. The man went on stage without getting the 50%, so now he's off stage, and he's saying, all right, let's settle up. Give me my money. You know what I mean? And what happened is the promoter, who was by himself, he wasn't with his crew the time, says, come back here, Mike, come back here, man. Get me to the giddy, all right? And he says, I ain't going to pay you. You guys broke the terms of your contract.
Okay.
And I don't know if the timing of saying that was the right thing to do at the time. But in the end, what happened is this promoter, the same person who's bought this Movado tour and who has worked with different promoters in the past, bringing concert tours together, he got
them,
the crap beaten out of him by the artist and the artist's bodyguard. I will say allegedly got the crap beaten out of him. By the artist and the two other bodyguards. And the story goes that not only did they beat him up, but they allegedly took his hotel key and went to his hotel and took his money from his room. And, you know, these guys are thugs anyway. And they didn't mind,
definitely,
it seemed,
thuggish
being...
behavior.
Yeah, their thuggish behavior, they knew was going to get them in trouble. And they did spend a weekend in jail, apparently. They were arrested by authorities. And the pictures of the promoter tell the story all by itself. I don't know if they're still on reggaemania.com. I wasn't able to find the article here that I looked at specifically. But you can see he looks battered, like totally.
Yeah.
His face is all... And people know this guy that we're talking about. You know what I mean? This is one of us. This is one of our...
He's not a big guy. Like, he's not a big in-body guy.
It doesn't matter what the size is.
Yeah.
The thing is, next week, one of our promoters, it could be anybody, you know? It could be somebody that you know. It could be Rodeo Promo.
Yeah.
You know, it could be Biggs 4000. It could be anybody,
right,
that one day faces a situation where you've got to deal with an artist or a sound or a mentality, and you know that they've broken their end of the deal, and that's how they respond. And because these guys are millionaires and they're above the law and their mentality, I don't think they minded spending the weekend in prison. They got their bail, I think, Wednesday. So they've gone back into America right now. If you listen to Flo talks about it like it's a joke. They don't mention details when things like this happen. We can talk about it because we're a community radio station. So we're going to send shouts out to my boy Chris Hines.
Absolutely.
Okay, we found the article. The
picture's horrendous.
And yeah, Lisa, you're seeing that picture for the first time.
Disgusting.
You know, two black eyes, a big, big bump on his head. His teeth, looks like he's lost
his
couple of teeth. His lips are all...
Yeah,
man. And this man is probably usually a very decent-looking man who has ethics and principles and probably thought at the moment that he was doing the right thing and that because he's negotiating with other business people that they would understand the principles and respect the ethics of this business. And maybe there are two sides to the story, and I haven't heard the other side. I will acknowledge
there always
that.
There always,
you know,
is. Well, there's three sides, they say, right? His, hers, or one, two, and the truth, or whatever.
Yeah, it's just, I'm going to be biased right now and take the side of the promoter and say that I hope if the way I'm looking at it was the way that it was, which is that the promoter just dealt with thuggism, then all you promoters in the past, just keep that in mind for a lesson of the future. A friend of mine made a very good point to me. He or she said what the promoter should have done was pay the artist his money and then sue afterwards and get your money through your lawsuit. Basically, sue them for breaching the contract, but don't deal with it then because you're not expected to police your own affairs. You know what I mean? So that's it, Lisa. I just had to point that out because we're a fraternity of promoters. People come down and support the show. We are not in a promoter union. We are not aligned as promoters. We see something happen to one promoter and we go about our business the next day, not to even support them in any way because we don't think that we're obliged to in any way. Like,
yeah.
Instead of loving ourselves and sharing information so that we can get venues for cheaper and understand the history of sounds who, you know, don't perform or artists who don't represent themselves properly. You know, we're all here in isolation doing our own thing. If we take a loss financially, a year later we come back after licking our wounds. But nobody comes to our rescue. Nobody sits us in. The promoters of Toronto have never sat in one room yet to put themselves together and say, this is the power we have amongst us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is what we can do as a whole community, as a fraternity, as a brotherhood and sisterhood. So when we stay in isolation, we regress instead of progress. And that's the unfortunate lesson here. If this happened to anybody else who was a promoter in this city, we would be doing exactly what people are doing right now, which is nothing at all. Nothing at all. Call the man and tell him what's up. Give him some love and support, all right? I'm sure you can get in touch with Chris Hines, you know. And for now, as I said, just keep in mind who you deal with. Sometimes they might turn on you, man. Don't be alone in a room when you're going to do something like that, man. Have your thugs with you. We're going to turn the turntables over to Fat Cat right now. It's 10:50. Got to let him play for about an hour, you know what I mean? If he stays hot. Which I'm sure he will. So here we go. DJ Fat Cat. Fat Cat, you want to say something before you, or you want to talk after? He says, I'm going to let the music do the talking, Ron, because you and Lisa have done too much talking already. So give us a call in the meantime. 416-979-5251. Check out runchune.com, runchune.com, if you want to watch what's going on. And what, Lisa West? Sorry, I had your mic off. What?
I just realized that. And not only that, you can tune in on Rogers. And what number? What
channel? 947 on your Rogers cable box.
947.
CKLN.FM on the internet. 88.1 on your FM dial, baby.
We're covering all
Friday
grounds.
Night Reggae Mania. We doing our thing, man.
Presenting for Fat Kettle, you know? Forward Fat Kettle, go! Him nah look, him nah look back. We never give up or we never quit to the Fat Kettle, so you know? Kick them on.
Oh, alive, alive. Fat Kettle, you are just life. And we never give up the fight, G. With this, your life so sad. So we no worry. No matter what them talk, oh, no move to be. Oh, no, but one, nobody fuck your change. We're going on, man. And don't you take away a bubble up, yeah. We're life so sad, oh, so we no worry. Oh, for we life so happy. Fuck your change. Come break the weather, Jack. Go make it better. Do you think you're hustling, but why don't get your act together? No, do not want to clever. See, them get the better. Fit. Lock your window, jail and make yourself a no greedy. Go and work for your liquor till your liquor's enough. Forget you wanna grub, believe me. Fool it up and the splice, so you know we must bust. Just guide over us, cause we dub them so tough. So we no worry, oh, fool it up, them happy. No matter where them talk, oh, no move to be. Oh, we no bad, why nobody? If you're playing life, you play more giving, so don't blame. Sleeping, waiting, you make mistakes. For blame it on your friends, and in your surrounding, my fate. You blame life, you blame who give it. So don't blame life, blame the way of your living. Father God, never sleeping, waiting, you make mistakes. For blame it on your friends, and in your surrounding, my fate. Who know best for best? Can we serve fast? Best enough for them, the chance to be perfect, like a job letter. Believe in a God, and keep my warm like a sweater. When the hidden trap is swallowing me up like a alligator. Even though them love the black to them dread. And if you want to know your breath, pretend like you're dead. And see how much thing them would have served over your head. Cause them will want to eat your flesh up like it is a loaf of bread. Never let them get you down in this game. Cause the world is spreading over like them think it is a day. But it's the water to eat. Because them are the least. If we fight fire with fire, them we used to rule together, from home together, running down together, never call you my brother, but I never knew I would see you again. I wish I could see you again.
Come on. mouth. She tell me her boyfriend a joke for sat around. I'm on your boyfriend, I plead. I'm sure you want to don't need. Tell him a lie, you can tell him a lie. Y'all have to bring the vessel to me. Me, so no one. She said, no, 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 no. My force, my body, now you're tying me to you. My push it against the same. Love is on my holiday. No life, love is boring every day. No love, we ever not just a day. Nothing is good for me, I'm like depression, yeah. She know my heart, I got good love. Every day she tells me feel I'm good. Every time she come back, she tell me her boyfriend the truth of the side of the rock. I'm a new boyfriend, I plead. I'm sure you won't go, don't need. Tell him a lie, you can tell him a lie. Y'all love everything, this open to me. Me, so, no one. She said, you're the one. I'm hot. Me push it again, she said.
Selling rolling out them top. Holiday, holiday, yeah, yeah.
my friend when they're my enemy. Now for them, I pray and them, I pray for me. Them not going to say, them not going to say, them not going to say, them not going. It's funny how them can pretend to say. Now for them, I pray and them, not going to say, them not going to say, them not going to say.
Me and someone care for nothing, care for nothing.
It's funny how them can pretend to say. No, for them, I pretty.
Just the shadow of the dark. You know, priest, someone with them, I pass them by the park. No, me shot up when them not know all I have to park. Dreaming about the sorrow by the eagle and the hawk. Run the devil with the evil and the frog. The verse of them, me have a back, I think for talk. Like how me give them sent and show them love out of my heart. Never know them want the link to father. Never know them want the ship to sink and want my father. The way they can't keep in the dark. When the mountain and the light, when them they hide in like the dark.
Friday Night Reggae Mania, Ron Nelson alongside Lisa West. And we got Fat Cat as our special guest. And we also, who's that guy over there again?
That would be Michael.
Phase One Media. And he's the video guy here tonight.
That's
so
right.
That's why you can see us on online right now. Remember, it's runchune.com. You're tuned into reggaemania.com. Runchune is spelled RUNCHUNE.com. I think we've got like 15 people watching right now. What are we at? 13? I didn't want to say the number 13. So we need one more person to join so they can watch what we're doing. Hey, just watch for a minute and then turn it off after, you know?
And spread the word.
Yeah, it's not like there's anything here to see. let me retract that statement.
Ron is such a loving guy.
Don't know why we're saying that. I just
Freudian slip.
I just realized when I said that I could be dissing you too, right?
You could be. Diss yourself.
I got diss myself and I can't be dissing
actually,
you.
Actually, don't diss yourself either.
Okay.
But you know what? We got a caller. Marcia called in and she said she loves the vibes, Fat Cat. Loves how you're playing.
Marcia? Big up Marcia for calling in.
Yes, she always calls in every Friday.
Yeah?
Every Friday. And she's watching.
She's watching as well.
She's watching. She's
right.
Listening. She's commenting.
Fat Cat, say hi to her right now. There's a camera over there. Say hi. See?
She's going to call back. And she also said the devastation in Haiti touches her because she said, you know, that could have been Jamaica. And in fact, when I watched CNN, one of the first reporters was saying he was in the Pegasus Hotel, which is a hotel I've stayed in Kingston, Jamaica.
Me too.
And he said that he, that's right. And not the same time, though.
No, not
anyway,
same time.
Sorry. I shouldn't have. Okay. But anyway, back to the seriousness of this. And he said he felt the tremors. Of the, I don't know if it was
that's amazing.
The earthquake, but you know.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Again, the epicenter
I
of this
it.
Thing was at 7.0 on the Richter scale.
Well, the worst thing right now, again, in the aftermath, people are starving. It's been 3 days, man. You go hungry after 3 hours. Imagine not being able to have dinner.
Well, not only.
And breakfast.
Dehydrated.
And lunch. And yeah, it's hot and there's like, I don't know, man. It's just a horrible thing. Hunger is a very horrible thing. And when you are hungry next time and you're starving, you know, and you want to empathize a little bit with what's going on, don't eat before you sleep. Let's say you go to bed hungry for just one night when your stomach wants to eat your ribs. You know what I mean? That's how hungry you are. And then you can relate a little bit more and empathize a little bit more. That's what I'm saying, man. Hunger is horrible, and those people right now, a lot of them, there's no way to get food to them. So people literally starving right
food,
now.
No, food is, I guess everything is slow in progress, so things are coming, so there is hope. But I think the hardest thing for me to try and comprehend, which I still can't, is knowing that I'm buried basically alive and nobody is coming. because there's no one to come.
And in the end, so many people are going to be just buried without being identified. Horrible, horrible thing. And hopefully we can get aid to them swiftly. And let's see what happens. Hopefully not too much looting and shooting and killing and robbing and murdering.
At least you haven't heard that with the jail having no inmates left.
Yeah.
I haven't heard. I know you have said that there has been looting, but that is because people are hungry.
Yeah.
And they're looking for food. It's not, thank God, we haven't heard that, you know, there's mass chaos and gang situations.
Just got a text that says here, Jamaica and Cuba is on the same fault line as Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Jamaica and Cuba is on the same fault line. I didn't know that.
And so what about Dominican Republic? It's basically attached.
Well, again, let's just hope and pray.
That's right.
You know what I mean? That things somehow have a positive turn. And
that the world is watching and participating in aid.
There you go. CKLN 88.1 FM, 416-979-5251, extension 0. Maybe
extension
next week we'll have our request line back. We'll see. Maybe next week we'll have that 595 line back. And right now it's time to have Fat Cat back.
Music.
I will see a Fat Cat movement somewhere till about Toronto, Canada, you know. Y'all will watch it on Boulevard, you know. Fat Cat keep rising. Movements are rising. One thing we analyze. The ghost rip of a paper. God mind, won't you do them a favor? A favor. Fat cat pop them family to feed them. Try to stop them, cause them a money makers. You red die, we no love your behavior. You a traitor, you a hater. Play a traitor. But they don't matter. They know really what's popping. Get it, not stopping. Haters keep clocking. We cashing, let them keep watching. Vehicle girls hopping, gone, pants shopping free. But we're a survivor. Jah, we provider. Of the heart of a tiger. A mama blessing, so I take out the soldier. Man on the money, they say. We're going straight for the paper. God, mind, won't you do us a favor? A favor. But you're talking family to be. Don't try to stop him, cause he's my money maker. You red guy, we not love your behavior. You a traitor, player hater. You a hater. Tell me no, more money, more trouble. Work hard is still a power struggle. But then you know the boss still love it. But we not prepare, use a pickaxe and grab a one shovel. Going with the flow, riding straight to the bottle. Now I'm stepping, we not prepare, do a double with the blessings from Jah. We are baby from the gravel. Dark days are getting brighter. Get your youth rising, get wiser. What's your heart with the money while you're making it? Watch out for the pieces in backwards. Boo yeah. Fat cat movements, get the sound. Why none of them start crying? Cause I'm gonna feel violent.
On the earth, baby, see you me know you're the one coming to the
world.
And nobody can stop it, so we not sit on the giddy boat and show. They know that you love me, you know. Some other girls just love me too.
Yeah. You are my bonnie fly.
You are my bonnie fly.
And I'll never make you cry.
Love a little more than I see. When me see me and was a group with a family. I've been on many tours in a many country. But are you convinced me of the wife to me? You are the one who see make me happy. Me now look on the eggs where you try to worry. Me love your bad, nobody can stop me. Just love you, you know what you say.
Happy
Bonifaz,
you are my Bonifaz. And I'll never make you cry.
fraction, you want me weak, you see that in a me action, any problems you want me be rock on, in a me life, you are the center of attraction, be, my love for you is so strong, anybody says me, I know for you them so wrong, so you're feeling that me want stop the diamond pan, I need to shoot with
you, are my bonfire,
you are my
bonfire, and I'll never make you cry, my baby, even though I told you a couple lies, my baby. Yeah, I never know I could be in love so deep. You see, we've been together for a while, but it still feels like a first date is for me. Without you in my life, girl, I'm incomplete. No dweeb, no make your friend pack up your ears and I tell him, no, I just wish you were sleepy.
You are my bonfire,
and I'll never make you cry.
Moments,
Friday Night Reggae Mania, we got Fat Cat live doing his thing. You know, playing some music I don't normally play, which is a good thing, right? Someone actually just sent a shout out to him on runchoon.com. That's where they're watching the live stream from, right here, CKLN FM. See? I'm talking to you right now there. You can see me. They say there's a reason why most people on radio are on radio while others are on television. I don't know if I fit that script, but probably. We heard Kip Rich in there. He played a song called Bonafide. She says the girls are loving. Where is it you play again on Saturday Night Sweat Cat?
Classic Cocktail.
Classic Tail. All right, so you can check him there. I have to censor part of that word. We homophobic, aren't we? Yeah, Bonafide by Kip Rich. Mr. Easy in there. With Money on My Mind. What else did we play? I listed that twice. Mind on My Money, Money on My Mind. See, I listed the same thing Lisa played. We had Can't Friend again. You like that one?
Genius.
You like that one by the Genius?
That one is reaching out to a Cartel.
Special message clear, to Cartel, eh?
Clean and straight, the friendship can never mend.
I don't know why people even call Cartel's name. They shouldn't do that, man. Even if you're the Genius, don't do that. Cartel holds grudges. He doesn't ever forget. Anyway, good luck to Cartel, man. What else you got up your sleeve there, man? Because I don't even have to talk. I can just... We heard some Ding Dong with Holidays. That song's still, like, still making right. people go still mad right. and stuff. They I like to hear that.
I have to
play it, eh? There's some Black Rhino in there too, and more vibes. Cartel, tell my lie and see you again. That one going out to everybody who lost a bedroom, right?
Yeah.
Don't Blame Life in there too. G Wiz with Life in there, and probably a couple of things we might have forgotten. You know what I mean? So what's it like where you playing a Saturday Night Fat Cat? Just give a plug for the ting, man, because I know Mikey. Mikey plays there. What's Mikey's sound called again? Lethal Star. That's right.
LethalStar.com.
So it's you alongside Lethal Star on Saturday nights at Classic Cocktails, and that's where you guys do your thing, right?
Every Saturday night around there is crazy. Mud vibes around there.
And you're not just saying that, right?
I'm not saying. You can't come check it for yourself.
Well, I know how you play, man, so I know that you're...
If you don't like the vibes, come check me and give you money back. Money back guarantee.
You hear that? Fat Cat said money back guarantee for him thing. Because the ladies go mad over there.
Don't know the old school where I come from, another military foundation. Don't know. Vibes machine.
Well, man, you deserve it still, you know? And Mikey, what's up, man? How you doing, man? It's good that you drafted Fat Cat. You know what I mean? And Alan Ladd, I'll send a shout-out to you as well, man, because that's a family you come from, right? The military family.
You got military. You don't know, lad just come back yesterday. The whole 14 parish tour out of Jamaica. I'm right now in burnout.
He's been away for a while, so I guess he's back for a little rest before he goes back to Jamaica again.
Knowing lad, not taking a rest now. Lad, I can just continue going. I know my play tonight, and tomorrow night, and Sunday night, and Monday night, and Tuesday night.
So you go.
So
he's going to have to kind of have a little jet lag now that he's back in Toronto where the scene moves so much slower. But Lad is one of those guys, because he has a sound system, you know, he's out five nights a week sometimes. Four or five. Back in the good days, he was out seven.
Three nights in one place.
Yeah, that too. That too, if we count that. Send a shout out to your family, Fat Cat. Come closer to the mic so they can hear your booming voice, man.
Well, you don't know the whole of T that is my family, you know what I'm saying? From back in the 80s, I don't know, so they are represent. Yeah. I want to big up Ocean Grill, I don't know my sponsor. Is it closer?
Closer, yeah.
No, I'm rather bring it over here, so.
I like that, I like that. Move the Shirley.
Move the Shirley over, yeah. Yeah, we cannot share Shirley now. We know none of them things.
I have my own Shirley now. There you go. You have yours, me have mine.
Yeah, man, you don't know me for big up Airplay, my sponsor, Ocean Grill, my sponsor. You don't know me for big up Lethal Star Military, of course. You don't know one big up Tinny, you don't know. Bonify, yeah, that them say?
Yeah, right.
One big up the whole of T that representing, you don't know. For a while now, you don't know, say, the feast of that year, I'm going to step it up a notch. You know me, I say?
You better.
Everybody cuss me, I say, me laid back too much. So, right now, the chair no recline no more. Me sit up now.
I pack out the music, run out, rewind the instrumental, because we're not done talking yet. Just one more minute of talking. Yeah, man, yeah, man, yeah, man. I'm not having headphones. Me, I want headphones. So, just a quick thing, Fat Cat.
Yeah, man. Right now, you can link up Fat Cat on Facebook or MySpace. It's all about Fat Cat Entertainment. FATKATENT, Fat Cat Entertainment. You don't know, you can Google it up too. Every Saturday night, you can check me out, run a classic cocktail. You don't know. Promoters can link me same way. You don't know. One love same way. And you know, it's all about.
How much you get in? What's the cover at Classic?
Classic, every Saturday night, $10, except for special events.
And how much people can hold in there? Just so people.
About 350 to 400 people can fit in there.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And may I tell you, sir, more time, we don't even have enough room.
Wow. I like that, though. And I know they had a little thing happen, but the club is back on its feet again, right?
Yeah, you did have some people that try to hold it down, but you don't know where there's good. You don't know, so things will always surface back. It's like the phoenix, you know? The rise. Mm-hmm. Always have to rise back.
All right, and let's just acknowledge something again now. When it comes to Friday Night Reggae Mania and the music that we play, you play part in that whole thing, even though you don't get credit enough?
Well, you don't know, sir. I do it for the love, you know? I don't do it for the fame. My hobby is collecting music. I ask my woman, she cuss me all the while. Say, oh, more time I'm not even sleep. I just search the internet. I make links here and there.
You're having
my life that.
You're having an affair with music.
Yeah, you can say that.
Cheating on your wife.
I don't smoke, I don't drink. This is my only high.
Well, we love it, man. Yeah, we love it.
You see it? So yeah, my eye that. So nobody can tell me nothing about music because I go search it out myself. Nobody can tell me about nothing I go on here that I don't know about. Because so, I search it out myself.
If your wife accused you of having a next gal and she said, why her name? What you say?
Oh.
Her name is Music.
Music.
Mm.
To the fullest.
To the fullest. Not the fullest.
Not the fullest. To the fullest.
All right, Fat Cat. Go back and play some more music now, because that's what you're here to do. I'm chilling, which I never get to do, man. I'm chilling. Like I said, I've been selfish, because I found that the more I let sounds play on the radio, the more they wanted to tech over the thing, you know, and some people didn't show respect, so I cut it off at one point in time, you know? People going like them a pirate and them want to take over this ship. So, Ron Nelson, but put everything back in perspective. But see, Fat Cat, that's my boy, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm just giving back a little bit right now, letting him get a little exposure on the radio. So, Fat Cat, you ready to go? All right, it's 11:20. On your mark, get set, go.
My friends, my no, I bring no man from me end. It's a runny, yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't don't say it from me. This is a warning. If you tell what to me or something, I can refuse. Refuse. How could I tell her no? And she won't blow my fuse. My fuse. It could never be. It could have been my friend, but to me, she a free. Come and pretend. So, how could I tell her no? Just can't tell her no. It's true, seminar, not behavior. I swear, my beat is like a slave. Yeah. She a beg, I'm a fear, savior. Come and never stop, I never see her. She was good. Blow the fuse greater. She blew up another seeker. But me, go down never. My secret, but she never clever. If you tell her, give me her something, I can refuse. Refuse. How could I tell her no? And she won't blow my fuse. Refuse. It could never be. It could have been my friend, but to me, she a free. I'm gonna pretend.
stand at attention. Mind for the movie, you must get a pension. The first movie was a hit, so chimney pictures come back with an next one.
She beat him. In a sleep, I gotta ill cheat him. Again, she defeat him. Then I fight for the dream, for the bleaching. Once again, she beat him. Him go with his friends and I be sneaking. Again, we got to greet him. She fight for your dog and then she swing. Oh, girl, fear tell me. So we can't go party with friends. After we come, God, I'm the God of plenty. Girl, but I want MC on this. Boy, I make the girl kick him. I'm back him and call him with friends. Later on, him said, yeah, do love. She not be think of it twice. Cause it's for real. She don't know. Woman no for run man life. She do it again. She beat him. Then it's still for girl. She beat him. Again. She beat him. Then my friend. She beat him. It does, yeah. Work harder. It does, yeah. It really lay. Right now. I only wanna free right now. Because we are feeling right now. Don't make you happy.
Them me balling. Look how the girls them charming. The girls them me calling. Put up the hands them high. Light up your cell phone high. You are wear good cologne high. Girl send it my way, 'cause we need it. Say we never go down high. Never stray, never roam high. Where the girl them there, say we need them.
My woman under pressure.
Show me say love them. My baby mother says she have a problem.
Fat cat, you're so multi-talented. You're so multi-talented.
And she feel it. Me say what y'all gonna do? She tell me she nah let go. She tell me she nah let go. She tell me she
Desha, my woman under pressure.
Show me say love them. My baby mother says she have a problem. My dear, we are reason. She tell me it hurt her and she feel it. Me say what y'all gonna do? She tell me she nah let go. 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 Me say baby, me get girl everywhere me go. Me get girl everywhere me go. But I you me love everybody know. Girl, I you me. When you and a girl get up on a fight, after me tell you, say that's alright.
cause you really come back with a long knife. Me go up here and create a brown girl. Give me when me look missing, woman in a full flight. The baby mother said, you're right. She said, girl, how you find me? She said, she treat white night. She said, how you love woman, sir? She said, anyhow, me no one cool. She said, something I go happen between me and you. Me say, what you go do? She tell me, she nah let go. She tell me, she nah let go. She tell me, she nah let go. She tell me, she nah let go.
Suppose me sleep with your best friend, can we do anything? Have a youth for your uncle, tell me how you would have feel.
Stop right there, so. Gala, when me do you make you do me that? Gala, when me do you make you do me that? Gala, when me do you make you do me that?
You're lucky, me no do you no age. But everything you do me, I do your back. Everything you do me, I do your back. Everything you do me, I do your back.
But you really mean when you say nothing yet.
Hold on, so give me bone and things, say things nice. But unfair game, play twice. You still go with the brown girl over stand pipe. And I'll last week, me and I fight.
One make your liver don't go on every day, man, man. You're not bitch, you're 6 pounded ice.
Remember, you look me and see name twice. And me have a strong feeling for your touch five.
Me and size thing, a friend something. You want to your liar, she can't tell me nothing.
Make sure, see so you have to feel same way. When you see me start to wear up, you're frying a button.
But me never diss you.
Yes, you diss me. Make y'all a true order, make history. Me, I got to teach you the wickedest lesson in history.
No matter what me tell you, you no believe. Oh, y'all, when me do, you make you do me that. Y'all, when me do, you make you do me that. Y'all, when me do, you make you do me that.
You're lucky, me no need no here. You're lucky, me no need no here.
Friday night, Reggae Mania, 11:28 in the p.m. Ron Nelson alongside Fat Cat Movements. Fat Cat from military. Well, I'm Fat Cat.
Here.
Interrupt you too much tonight, eh?
Don't know. It's all love, same way.
Yes. Bless.
Bless for the opportunity. You don't know. End our career upon the air.
What do you mean, man? Humble yourself, man. Everything good, man. Everything blessed. Everything blessed. So what do you think about this, since you're very opinionated, me and Fat Cat normally have conversations about, you know, dance hall in the middle of the week when things happen, we chat about it and things like that. But Fat Cat, let me just ask you this. Short interview, okay? Short interview. But you used to be around in the days when we had reggae dances. And what I mean by that is you would hear reggae from the beginning of the night to the end of the night. Are those days gone forever? Do you think that they will ever come back? Because as we know, for the last few years, all of the dances in the reggae scene, what we used to think was a reggae scene, are now mixed up with all kinds of music. There is no more purity left as far as reggae dances where music is played, reggae music is played exclusively throughout the night. So I know things change and, you know, things are not supposed to stay the same, but what do you think that will ever be revisited by that era where people enjoyed hearing reggae and didn't complain about it when they come to the dance right till the end of the dance?
Well, I think that days are gone. Those days are gone still, eh? Because right now, dancehall has evolved. It's gone to a more pop style rhythm now.
Mm-hmm.
There's no real bass line in the dancehall music no more, you know?
Same thing,
so it's like, mm-hmm. Right now you can't differentiate the R&B music from reggae music right now. The whole of them have the same tempo, same bass line, same everything. So it's like, right now, it's like R&B and reggae is like it's making a fusion right now, you know? So mm-hmm. I don't feel, say, it's going to go back. It's just going to continue evolving.
Okay, rewind that tune again. Rewind that tune.
Yeah.
I got my boy from Phase One in here. He's like one of the number one Sound Clash fans. I want to, both of you guys can answer this question. If the dancehall scene is in so much danger right now, from a Sound Clash point of view, if for the last 3 years, you know, we've had that absence of reggae and everything has gone poppy, et cetera, et cetera, what does it say for the Sound Clash business? Does the Sound Clash business also need to change if it's to evolve? Does it need to reconstruct itself and, you know, have some kind of rebirth if we're going to have a vibrant clash culture once again? So Phase One, come and test yourself by answering that question. You've got to be this close to the mic. This man is so opinionated when it comes to clash. I'm curious, now that you're on the radio, don't be nervous. Just say it the way you feel it, please.
No, I'm good still, but where the clash thing is concerned, it just needs to start from scratch.
I don't know how. That's just my opinion. It's basically stagnant to a point where there's so many contributing factors that's gone into its demise. So it just basically have to just crash and build back again. And that's from every aspect, from the sound man them, the patrons them, the club owners them, you know what I mean? And even those who have forgotten the fundamental aspect, which is the main thing why Sound Clash is dead. There's actually no sounds. It's pure DJs with dubs. It's pure CD DJs with pouches and digital music. Okay, and so there's not much, like Fat Cat been around for a minute. But Fat Cat, would you consider yourself a Clash sound?
No, I'm not.
No. Why? Because really and truly, there's nothing invested for him to do it. Man and mans that are from back in the days, there's nothing invested in them. You know what I'm saying? If you're a big sound and you have your sound system, you're concentrating on, in them times, running your sound. But for the younger DJs, them, yeah, they're in it, but they're not in it to win it like how mans back in the days were in it to win it, because your sound rep depended on it. When somebody said lock off, back in the days, I mean lock off. And your sound don't get no date after that.
It looks like, Fatka, you can comment on this, but you and I and Alan Ladd were on the phone earlier today talking about some of this, and one of the things that I was trying to make a point of is that Ladd, not that he's living in the past, but his definition of what constitutes a sound is a DJ who has their own sound system. That means they have their own boxes, they have their own amp rack, etc.
That's a sound.
That's what used to be a sound, but today now we call people like that, okay, those are the sound men in the true classic sense of the word. But what's happening now, a sound today is somebody who invests in dub plates, maybe? If you have tens of thousands, let's say King Turbo, for example, they are a respected sound. But what's the irony is that they have no sound system, right? Black Reaction, same thing. Okay. Rootsman, same thing. Okay. I mean, these guys are some of Canada's most reputable sounds, but look how things have changed in the last few years now. That, to me, is a true definition of what a sound is, the amount of dubs that you have, not necessarily the boxes that you carry in the system that you
know. You know what the problem is, to run all of these so-called reggae dance now, they're kept in clubs, not in banquet halls no more, where we have the string up sound. All these guys who just walk with their laptop CD pouch and just plug in and them good to go, you know what I'm saying? It's not like they have to lift up. It's not like them have to lift up. Evolution, I think. The man them turn the thing in a digital thing. Yeah. I am a victim of it too. No choice.
Yeah.
Because you can't, right now, I have a big up Treasure Isle because I spend enough money with them. Right now, after the tune of me have right now, I know it's a Treasure Isle not have them yet because the way them up on the net. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So, right now,
nothing stands still.
Nothing stands still right now.
That's one of the
contributing factors that I was talking about that has led. When you say King Turbo, Black Reaction, and those sounds who are respected sounds, you have to remember they came in at the turn of when the
Kings
last set of sounds.
Over,
yes. They were the first set of sounds that came in with just their 45. Like, oh no, Fat Cat say, man, just come with them CD pouch or them
laptop.
Now just man's coming with their memory stick. Like, look what Fat Cat walk with just now.
Yep.
Fat Cat walk with a little scandal back. Nah, scandal.
Yeah.
And you say, yo, I just walk with now. Simple, because
I'm not even bring laptop. I'm just bring
But Fat Cat's paid his dues.
External drive.
These younger cats now, they don't know nothing from the old school. And Black Reaction them is coming from the actual new generation of back in the days that were connected to the thing, but they didn't even have no sound, but they built their name off of playing on other man's sound.
Gotcha.
Nowadays, it's a club thing.
Why? Me not call out nobody's name still, you know, but you have some of these sound away. So them a turn Serato, and still a borrow Serato box. So them a play Serato and a borrow people laptop. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, as for the new Serato age now, Serato, in my opinion, as good as it is, when you got the new folks that have jumped on it not knowing where it's been coming from. Serato's coming from people who developed a cross between the computer age and the analog vinyl age. Most DJs who have vinyl from back in the days are on Serato now. Just like most young youths, you would agree, that don't know nothing about sound or string up or RCA are on Serato, if you notice in enough dance, man them who know about stringing up sound don't have too much problem stringing up Serato when they're crossing over. The man them who have problems is man them who don't too know nothing about signal chase and anything. So I just the evolution of the thing.
I don't know. Evolution same way, but we have to big them up same way.
Yeah,
the future. So
I pick up everybody.
They're going to be the future still, but they have to learn, though.
My suggestion to the new generation, go back and study your craft. Just like how we had to go back and study our craft, study foundation music. In our 80s, nobody never used to like play too much foundation music or dance. We want to play 80s and sling thing. But you have to go back and study your craft. You have to know your, if you love your craft, go back and study.
Good points. All right, we have to put this conversation to rest. Man just call and say, Ron, you have to do more of this, you know. You have to have some show where we specifically deal with issues like that. So big him up. I mean, something Fuji Law. Fuji Law. Big up Fuji Law. See? And, I mean, we, like I said, man, during the week when we're not on the air, these are the kind of intellectual conversations that we have. Maybe you're saying that's not intellectual, but we love talking about the business and analyzing it and trying to fix it. As we grow older, we're realizing that we are elders who maybe have a place, you know, have something to do as far as a purpose, try and fix things, improve things. So, Faka, you have some more music ready? You done chat or you want to promote
don't
something?
Don't chat.
All right.
Talk later.
I have my innovative way of doing a little shout-out right now. I'm going to put Telescope live on the radio so he can do a little shout-out. Telescope, you there, man? You're live on the radio, Telescope. Kick it, man.
Blessing. I just want to say blessings to you and yours on the radio station, you know, and thanks for the song that you play earlier, because I was here just embracing my work, pulling on some paperwork, and I get calls from all my soldier man from Petawawa saying that they love what you're doing, right? So I just want to say big up to all the soldier man in Petawawa, and for the ones who is heading over to Haiti to do the work over there for the tragedy that's happening over there right now, you know. So Ron, I just want to say thanks for everything that you have done for me so far, and good luck to you guys who have been here, team of brothers.
Telescope.
Yes, King.
You can hear me, right?
Yes, King.
Telescope is a Canadian artist who's so talented. I'm going to challenge you, Telescope, right now. Right now, give me 20 seconds of a cappella where lyrically we address the Haiti situation somehow, some way. You can say anything you want. I'm not asking you to write a song, man. Even if it's one line, one lyric. Just sing for me 20 seconds worth of something that says that we're praying for those people. Please. Just anything. It's not perfection. It's just unplanned.
Blessings. I just said to live your life. Yes, you got to live it up right. Yes, we have one life to live, Toronto. Yes, we have to live it up right. Let us all get together, unite. The times is here, so we have to stop the fight. We have to live it up right. Haiti is a blessing for every man to open up his eyes. Yeah, man, Haiti is what's going on right now, and they said the revolution is here, you know. And each and every one of us have to look to each other and help each other. Let every man be a helping hand towards the generation and towards the suffering and what's going on. Because Haiti is feeling the pain right now. And you don't know when is your time. So let us all come together and embrace, even if it's a dollar, and pledge towards what's going on in Haiti. Bless up.
Bless up, Telescope. Respect.
Yes, King.
Laugh after them again. We think good for me friend. Do you have a bank load of money to spend? I want to tell them have a money problem.
But that moment,
we are laughing at them. Sick God, you know it's Myrtle. My money. Make teacher laugh out like a Santa.
Meritan.
Not far from bad mind. Not far from the market. We think good you for me friend. Do you have a bank load of money to spend? I want to tell them have a money problem. Laugh we are laugh and I solve them. Sick God, you know it's Myrtle. My money. Make teacher laugh out like a Santa. Me want me money. My money.
like a Santa. Me want me money pile up. Me money too, Christine of his style up. So me spend it in a stripper in a China. Out a door when me see me money line up. Me have money in a Kyle, money in a bungle. Me have money at Tivoli, me have money at jungle. Money a laugh after me, that's why me can't humble. Money to give me mother and me one teeth uncle. My money, my money, 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 and stamp up, yeah, if you're afraid of police, so maybe do the searching thing, put your hands up, if you're people no straight, follow me, call me, here, call me, yada, baby, keep the handcuff, yeah, panda bike, oh, la, type on the bike, bam, yeah, I don't know, so I don't like that, come with me, put up on the bike, bam, oh, la, type on the bike, yeah,
no man never tell you this yet, baby, me love ya. Come take on the teacher now. Girl, how you love the touch. See, I'm gonna cheer where you want so much. You want me teach you to drive the truck. Come down on me, use me, leave me on the show. Come over now, come over now. Let me give you straight love till I'm morning show. Come over now, come over now. Let me give you straight love till I'm morning now. Just do what you feel like, girl, are your choice. Nobody can judge you for your life. Don't make a girl shame you with all vice like. So you are the devil in the passion of Christ. Drive with the whipped cream and the crushed eyes. You know if you do feel me, me feel nice. Me give you my money, you give me paradise. Do are we happy till we meet next time. Good on know, pull up on me, baby. Where you love day? Me a beg you put it on me. Good on know, pull up on me, baby. Where you love day? Me a beg you put it on me. Girl, oh, you love the touch. See, I'm gonna cheer where you want so much. Alright, you want me to teach you to drive the truck. Come on, I mean, it's me leaving home, let's go. Come over now, come over now. Let me give you straight love till I'm on in so. Come over now, come over now. Let me give you straight love till I'm on in so.
Put your money where your mouth there. Otherwise, don't bother chat yet. No, you say you're full of a cash yet. You say you have money for dash yet. There be nobody is girl, you're no friend. Be at least when them step out, yeah. So I'll boost him and out there. Put your money where your mouth there.
Boy, you feel like you're dead. From this day, now I'm talking day. No, I put on the yes, I did. What you say, much we can post day. The rent for PA by Friday. And in the house of it, don't get Saturday.
Your friend jacket, got a man, don't sweat tonight.
Boy, you kid, I like building, from building, don't want to build it. No, I put on a year's holiday, the shoes day, match with the post day. The rent for PA by Friday, and the meals of it on that Saturday. You say you are the realest man out there, so put your money where you're out there.
Hold on.
No, 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 I'm not behaving. You
can live that it's about the dance and greater. So me and girl, somebody that move your shoulder. Then you step forward and you start the behavior. When you clean up, come out to shop like me, sir. Because I don't want you like a terrible theater. Wait, I want to jump across the pool of
paper. Back your movement and then I'll respond to the gallon. So what is them, I say?
We don't want to jump in the theater.
It's another one to your fader. Everybody want to learn that you want to get
out. Yeah, yeah.
Winner, winner.
Yeah, yeah.
Winner, winner.
So,
over my center linger. But you want to learn that you want to get out.
Everybody love
any boy, any girl. We have a party till the end of the world.
We have no behavior.
We have party before them and we have every girl. Before a silent gun by father.
Everybody
love any boy, any girl.
Roll out, I'm a ride, I'm a roll out.
Roll out,
I'm a ride, I'm a roll out.
Jaguar X6 on the way. Full Gucci suit when we step in the street. The girl inside we style get better every day. She said watch look a cute with him cute look a face.
Yo, Hennessy and champagne popping downtown Miami. That's where me do me shopping. Rolling out, ain't no stopping. Matter on you, cause the cars road traveling.
When you see the dogs, better on the dogs. See me on Sunday, up in the drop. Pedal to the metal, me a sport from my heart. Flossing, music, that is my job.
Me a driving from B&G with a phone and the marijuana. Police pull me over, step to me car and me saw where you are. What that place will find you? What I did someday, I know what I do. You must go watch your boy, what you gonna do? Me light up, me be dancing. Squaddy, me not stop on my ganja. So come put on the handcuff them. Remember me must get paid. Tell me go tell, I've been baby, I get sick.
Mr. Officer,
you know me with the ganja.
Mr. Officer,
I'm gonna be looked up.
Mr. Officer,
no address the ganja.
Mr. Officer,
me remember. Because we been in a bun, we know me again. Me know he bite it again, I hold it again. It's like a man up in a really in my head. We made the place get busy, I'm the high red. Instantly, me hope in a blood clot. We have to fuck up some guy. We two bomb in a bulla and a fire. Up in the kitchen empty, me tell a man there. Me done big man, now you swan.
Check one, yeah, definitely. Sorry.
Bad cat moments,
bad cat moments.
You are on the one.
Friday night, Reggae Mania, Ron Nelson alongside Miss Lisa West in the house. We've only got, 10 minutes left to go. And we've had special guests. What's that DJ's name that's over there, Lisa? I forget his name.
And a special guest being Fat Cat, none other than the Fat Cat. And people enjoyed it from the calls that we got.
Of course they enjoyed
it.
It was good stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't think Fat Cat is fat anymore.
No, he's slimmed down. But he still
he lost some weight,
He still has a reputation to uphold, so he's still Fat Cat, but fat as in P-H-A-T, right?
With a P-H-A-T, yeah.
Fat.
Yeah, only one swear word. In that whole set.
That's not bad.
And they have him up. I even got a text here. I don't know who this is here. Didn't identify himself. He's laughing.
But they noticed it?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think it's actually Scabba G. But I don't want to be an informer. I didn't say that.
He did, though. It's a bit late. It's a bit late.
Yeah, Scabba G is one of our top listeners. So he listens on Thursday, too. Big him up because he listens Thursdays. 11 a.m. till 2. I'm here playing music for now anyway, do my thing, you know? So we want to thank Fat Cat and Mike Banks and as Mike. Well, because people have been able to watch Reggae Mania for the first time. Mike wanted to do this in a club, and I said, you know what? Come and try it at the radio station first, because at least it's brightly lit, you know, so there won't be any lighting issues, and he might have passed the challenge today. But when he tries the same thing in a club and it's dark, we'll see if you could actually watch it on TV. He's quite cocky and says, I got it figured out. Just wait.
He has a plan.
He's got a plan, he says.
He has a plan.
And he's also a number one Clash fan. So, you know,
that's why we get along.
I accused him early of being very animated, because when he's on the dance floor watching a Clash and he folds his arms, he gets very, very animated if he doesn't like what's going on. So that's why I put him on the mic and made a good little conversation there. And Lisa, you've been on the phone a little bit, so you've been away for the last little while, but the music has been nice and the vibe has been nice
listening.
Here.
I've been listening.
Have you been listening? All right, I've been trying to hold it down for you in the meantime.
Thank you.
So, Fat Cat, man, I guess you want to say something and shout out where you play again so people can hear you play. But remember what I told you before, a lot of the music that I get that I play on the radio right here, Fat Cat and I, that's how we down, man. He emails me the links, and I don't really have to go too much digging myself to find a lot of that. Before, he used to actually, you know, download the songs and send me the songs, but lately he's like, Ron, man, you do the work. And
yeah, I was going to say.
He's making me do the work. Big up
he's
Chris Clark.
Long enough.
It's Chris Clark who got you on that, by the way. He just took credit. You know who that is, right? Yeah? I think you know who Chris Clark is. Black Moon, man. Yeah, TTC, Chris Clark.
Okay.
So, Fat Cat, you need to speak in this microphone. It's unidirectional, not omnidirectional. So you need to put your mouth right here, literally.
No, but I like them talk there, no.
All right, the Shirley
then, the Shirley.
But like, we'll put
yeah, that
right
didn't
here.
Sound good,
yeah,
Fat Cat.
Yeah, that don't sound right.
Isn't it good that you're
yourself
on
now?
You're online, so everyone knew it was.
Oh, my God. Yo, I'm
going to think we have video in here.
Evidence.
You know? Yeah.
You know, I was the worst like that, Fat Cat? When I talked to Charlie Blacks, I couldn't say one word without him saying, well, wait, man, not transform, you know, man, not switch, man, not do this, man. In fact, I couldn't even talk to the man. Every lick of word slip out of my mouth. Anyway, Fat Cat, big up, man. Big plug your thing, man. Go ahead.
But, Ron, here the thing, though. Although we find all these tunes, you know, 90% of them can't play up on the radio.
What are you saying? You had a bit of a rough time tonight?
Well, I tried to dig up some things, but majority of them too dirty. But you don't know.
Well, that gives more credit to us radio DJs, because, yeah, we have to really think twice about what we play and edit properly so we don't mix up the things, you know?
Yeah. Because I'm not a liar. I go through my library and I say, boy, this too dirty. That too slap. You know what I say? But you don't know. We still have to dig up tune. We have it in our way still, you know?
Yeah, man.
But, yeah, people, it's all about Fat Cat Entertainment. Link me on Facebook or MySpace. FATKATENT. Fat Cat Entertainment. You don't know. Every Saturday night is all about Run at Classic Cocktail, 1805 Wilson Avenue, right between Jane and Western Road on Wilson. Isn't it? And don't forget, you have to pick up my virgin, Lethal Star. Yeah, you can visit him, lethalstar.com. It's Lethal Star alongside Fat Cat around every Saturday night. You know what I'm saying? It's all about Friday night. You don't know, so it's all about freelance. Every night today, somewhere else. Isn't it?
You know what the problem's going to be now? Mikey's going to expect to have his turn to come down here and play too, you know. So. Don't start the trend, Fat Cat. I'm already set on the radio. All you other DJs, don't ask me for the same thing Fat Cat just get, because I'm not give it to you.
What? I know that one ended up on you still. We not gonna talk about that one.
Yeah, man, it's all good. We can be like that, man, because, you know, that's just how it is. They know Rod Nelson. That's some mistake.
Well, man, if you got my sponsors, then, you know, you don't know what
you're playing. So what am I give you?
Don't worry.
If them sponsor you, what you get from them?
I can't disclose it. But no airplay, ocean grill.
All right,
don't know.
Them
yeah. But them that. Just over there every Friday I hang out. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, we got the sponsors them still. I don't know. Kidney, just go on easy. I don't know.
All right. Let's up. So, Lisa West, it's time to close the show. You can come over and share the Shirley with me so Barry can set up his stuff. And we can say goodbye to our listeners properly and stuff. Fat Cat, you're probably going to have time to play one song, so select it properly. You don't know. Don't forget to check out, if you want reggae 24 hours a day, it's www.rmr.fm. That's my internet stream, my little internet radio station. For all the reggae addicts, I call you people. If you want reggae right down to till you sleep, man. You get it that way. And tomorrow night I'm going to be at Club Epiphany, as I am every Saturday night now. So come and give that some support, okay? Me and Soul to Soul. And Volume 1, I think it is the next set. I'm forgetting. But three sounds there every Saturday. And free wings, well, not free wings, all you can eat wings between 6 and 10 p.m. to start off the night. And I've been there a few weeks in a row now, so it's a good party. You're not going to come there and be bored. It's actually a mature party for people who are a little grown up with their attitude. You know what I mean? And Lisa West, what do you have to say before we exit the premises?
Well, I think you did most of it, but, you know, again, big up runtune.com, Black Ice Movement, blogspot.com. And again, if you are interested in contributing to the relief funds of Haiti or the relief efforts of Haiti, Tri-City TV and Tri-CBC, their websites will direct you in, what did you say, reputable?
Yes.
Or legitimate?
Yes.
Legitimate relief efforts that you can tap into. There are many, and, you know, that's it. It's a wrap.
That's it. Okay, so I hope you have a great week, Lisa West. And, yeah, that's it. We're talked out, man. I'll see y'all if you come tomorrow night at Epiphany. Janet, happy birthday again.
And Ron, order wings early.
Yeah, I'm going to order wings early. And lots of love going out to all the Fat Cats fans and all the Reggae Mania fans, too. One love.
Peace and love.
I'm talking about New York City, Miami, Toronto, Miami, California, all my Jamaica people. We're skipping.
It's the right now.
Everybody got a dancing school. In the neighbors of the dance school.